You're with SBS Radio.
Jetstar workers around the country walked off the job on Friday on a day of rolling strikes as part of a pay and safety dispute. Baggage handlers and ground staff took part in strikes at different times at airports in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Cairns and Adelaide. It comes after Jetstar rejected workers' demands for pay increases, minimum hours on the job and safety improvements. The Transport Workers Union's Michael Kane says the low-budget airline is failing its workers.
It's one thing to have a low-cost airline. It's another thing to totally fail to invest in the most important asset that airline has, and that is people. These workers are people with families. They're struggling on some of the lowest wages in the industry.
Jetstar pilots will also strike this weekend after negotiations broke down over a new enterprise agreement. Those negotiations broke down after the company rejected demands including more rest breaks, a guaranteed 12-hour break between shifts, and a guaranteed 30-hour week. Nick McIntosh from the Victorian branch of the Transport Workers Union says the airline's being unreasonable.
It is not unreasonable to say we want 30 hours a week guarantee, and it is not unreasonable to say we ought to be safe at work and not have to suffer any injuries as a result of performing these back-breaking tasks when the manning levels aren't correct.
Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus says Jetstar and parent company Qantas are being greedy.
They're very profitable companies, but they won't give their workers a pay rise that keeps up with the cost of living. And this is just wrong. It's just basically wrong. They're able to afford their executives millions of dollars in bonuses, but not able to afford 80 cent increase for these workers.
More delays are expected over the coming days. Jetstar passengers have been told they'll be notified if their flight is being disrupted, as long as their contact details are up to date. The airline says those affected will be able to change their flight or get a refund. Nick Baker, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.